on 92.3
Free FM.
David Lee Roth, High Speed Radio. David Lee Roth, radio ad alta velocità.
Oye, oye, mira. Tranquilado es New York, Philadelphia, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach, Yakima. Okay, not Yakima, but soon. He's coming.
Isn't that that potato-like vegetable?
He's coming. No, Yakima? that's the national anthem of where I live. He's coming.
Yeah, the one where I live is Mises. Can I do this for you, Mises?
No, no, it's He's coming. I should, you know what I should write? I should get rid of my wristwatch and write, he's coming.
Just put soon. Yeah.
I'm going to put now. You know what? I'm so sick of fooling around with these freaky deaky, slow poking, corporate, middle aged, deadbeat, wah. 6 days late, $5 short. You know what? I'm going to get rid of my wristwatch and I'm going to put now. I'm going to tattoo N-O-W. Yeah. And then when somebody goes, well, when should we get started? I'll go, well, let's freaking just look.
Yeah. Right now.
Excuse me, do you have the time? That'll be fun on the street.
Well, now I do.
Yeah, it's now.
Okay, Tom says, when would you need it by? And I'll go, well, let's just check.
Well, it should be, you should have now and 5 minutes ago.
No, it's going to be my program director or whatever he is. He goes, so when did you ask that for?
Yesterday.
That's right. When was that actually due? Well, let's check the clock. Okay, 866-313-3733. I think we got a call. Do you know what number we're going on here?
Amy.
Amy, blow on daddy's dice. He's good luck. Come on, baby. Wake up and smell the rock star. Talk to me. How are you?
Dave.
Whoa, well, listen to that voice.
Years of entertainment. You're the best.
Well, it's familiar, but never tiring to hear it, Amy.
I have to go to work, so...
What do you do for a living, Amy?
Two quick points. You were saying about after-school activities and stuff like that. That's true, but we have to watch that, you know, parents don't use that instead of spending time with their kids themselves.
Well, you're talking about dropping kids off?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you have to work the before and the after, because anything that's worth doing is worth doing homework on.
Right.
Anything that you're going to perfect is going to take, you can't just do it 2 hours a day, 2 hours a week after school.
Right.
I mean, that's what the Van Halens play music at now, you know.
Well, I'm
serious.
Well, I have a little daughter, and you know,
your little daughter's how old?
She's the best.
No, she's the best. I don't know that age. How old is she?
It's tough age.
What age?
You want me to guess?
12, I think.
Say again?
She's 12.
Oh, she's a little consumer. All right. So so what are your issues there? Is she a perfect kid?
Well, like 80% of her friends, the parents they're medicating them.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I started self-medicating when I was 12. What are they medicating them with?
They're you know, naming the pills they're taking and stuff. Stuff I've never even heard of. I mean, Ritalin, of course, is one I hear all the time. But there's nothing wrong with these kids. I sit and talk with them, and they're good kids.
I'm gonna agree with you. I've made so many pickups in the ambulance. At night, we go over to the foster homes and to the shelters where the kids go, you know, and the different the facilities, you know, where you have a lot of homeless kids or the troubled cases, you know, kids with a lot of troubles. And the amount of medications that come, because they give you the bag, the nurse will give us the bag. You know, usually the kid has to either be restrained or he has to be watched by a security guide, or 9 times out of 10, the cops are involved and they got to sit in the back of the truck with me while I do the paperwork. And the other guy, we drive off to the hospital. And making a list of the medications is the very first thing that I do now. Because I know when I see Depakote, that's a violent case. If I see Prolixin, that kid was incarcerated and he's hearing voices.
Yep.
And hopefully those voices aren't telling him to do. We ask basic questions. We say, so do you feel like hurting yourself, Dwayne?
Yeah.
Right.
You feel like hurting me, Dwayne?
Yeah.
Like when? Now?
Yeah.
Serious, you get a lot of calls like that. I can tell you exactly what the Paxil rattle looks like. I can tell you what the Thorazine shuffle looks like.
Yeah.
The Ritalin rock. They rock back and forth on the bench in the back of my van like this. You can't even strap the BP on there. You can't take a blood pressure. And when you do, whoosh, just shot right through the ceiling. Plus, you add in a few dozen McDonald's cheeseburgers and all the soda pop we pour down these kids' throats.
Exactly. Between the food and the pills, it's lazy parents. Parents who aren't doing their job.
I hear what you're saying, Amy. You're spending time with your girl, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And that sounds like...
And her friends, because I want to know who she's hanging out with.
That's really great. And that's why you're saying, you know, I got a great kid. You don't hear a lot of people doing that.
Yeah,
and I think a lot of people don't hang out with their kids. So she's your hero? That's
she
very
sure
sweet
is.
And a little scary.
Yeah.
But God bless.
That is scary. Don't turn your kid into a fetish.
She's
all right?
Been through some tough stuff, and she, you know, she holds it together.
Are you married, lady, Amy?
Not right now.
Oh. Where's Dad? Not yours.
He's involved. He's really involved with her, too. He's a good dad.
So why did you get a divorce?
Yeah, I got a year. Right.
I don't have enough time for it.
Well, he's really good with her through the window.
What do you do for a living, Amy?
Right now, I'm just in retail.
Uh-huh.
Retail what? That could be anything up where I work.
Selling clothes? Yeah.
I used to sell clothes.
Yeah.
Do you think it takes a lot of money to keep a kid happy?
No, not at all.
Good for you.
He just wants, you know, your time.
That's all they want.
And, you know, half the time... It doesn't even matter. I talk about a whole lot of lessons, but that's because I was a wild kid. I was hyperactive from the minute I was born. I had a traumatic birth, and my mom will tell you that every nurse commented, that kid just doesn't stop moving before I was even out of the hospital
yeah,
the first time.
Yeah, but thank God, Dave, because that's what makes you.
What was your traumatic birth? Do you remember?
Yeah, I had the cord wrapped, and I was suffocating,
really?
And it was almost a two-day labor, and, you know, the whole watch. And my mother still doesn't let me forget it.
Still paying for it.
Yeah, I was a nutcase early. And, you know, and then what happened is they tried to medicate me back, you know, in the 70s when all the Ritalin and everything was coming in. And half the time, you know, I was getting sent off to the guidance lab, and, you know, and they're telling me well, Dave, do you feel bored by the other kids? Is that why you fall asleep after third period? Does the teacher bore you, Dave? Are the lessons uninteresting? Is that why you fall asleep? Is that why you're acting up? No, maybe, just possibly, it was the double-sized bowl of Trix cereal with 4 tablespoons of processed white sugar, okay? The glass of orange juice with a couple more spoonfuls of the same processed white sugar, and my favorite, cinnamon toast with butter, sugar, and cinnamon, okay? You know, well, now I know how to use this to my ill-gotten gain. I'm a rock climber, okay? Not a very good one, but I know that if I eat a Three Musketeers bar, drink a Red Bull, okay, one of those small cans of Schlitz malt liquor, and wait 4 minutes, I have a 22-minute window when there's nothing in the state park I can't climb like a Spider-Man.
There it goes!
So, yeah,
down.
Better living through chemistry, but I barely made it. Are you kidding? You know, I'm lucky to be here as is. But I think, you know, you have a strong point, and the drugs don't only just come out of a vial. The drugs don't just come from a pharmacy. Your drugs come pouring out of a cereal box.
Yep.
What is it, something like 65% of all America eats breakfast cereal out of a box? That is such garbage.
Yeah, and these kids, they're getting the worst diet at the time when they need the best diet, because they're growing, they're hitting teenage years, hormone years.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Is there a McDonald's? Do they serve McDonald's at the school where your daughter goes to school?
No.
What do they serve?
Well, they serve a lot of carbs, that's for sure.
What kind of carbs?
Like pizza, tater tots.
Garbage.
You know,
yeah, like garbage.
Crap.
Okay, and you know, we've seen it on the television, and believe me, I love garbage. Socially,
some of my best friends are garbage.
Some of my best friends are complete garbage. A lot of my history is garbage. I did a lot of garbage things in my life, but at least I did them splendidly. I'm not proud. Even my attitude about it is garbage, but there's room for it, okay? I'm not saying you got to ban McDonald's any more than I'm saying you got to ban Jack Daniels or Marlboro cigarettes and, you know, or Edelbrock headers with a Iskenderium full-raise overhead cam and a Chrysler mill, because that's going to get you in a lot of trouble too, right? You got to have your own controls on there. But what happens is we start selling that garbage to kids. They don't know any better.
That's right.
And you're training them for life when you start doing that, especially when they're young.
I struggle with it routinely.
Get me started on the overweight kids. Yeah.
Well, why don't you start? Go ahead. I'm going to eat a donut.
Yeah, it's the same as the pills. It's like cinnamon.
Boy, you ain't kidding.
Hey, it's a way just to, you know, I don't know. It's just another lazy parent.
Well, it sounds like you really care about your girl, Amy.
Oh, yeah.
One nation under you. Krispy Kreme, huh?
Yeah.
Until cable do us part.
Exactly.
Okay. Hey, sweetie, thank you so much for calling. Good luck with your little girl. Roth, 6 a.m. Roth, 6 a.m. first thing in the morning, 866-313-3733. Kids need books. What does that mean?
You need to hit them with the books.
Is that what it is? Oh, I discovered Playboy magazine when I was 10 years old.
Did someone swat you over the nose with one?
No. Swatting me over the nose when it came to sex didn't happen until I was about 22.
I had to pay extra for that.
I know. Poor old Heidi Fleiss. She gets busted and they put her in handcuffs. In Vegas, handcuffs are $100 extra.
Who's that guy sitting there? I just noticed you.
He works the CDs as we play the loops and everything. Virtually all the music that you hear in the backgrounds and the songs and everything are my personal collection. So obviously there's no form or order to this. I just brought two suitcases of stuff like the guy, the DJ, with all the records in the milk crate. And as Hutch, our pilot over here, finishes playing all this stuff, homeboy back here bags it up, puts it right back into the loop.
You were blocked by this lovely screen.
Well, there's your segue. One more call, babe.
Ba-dum-ba.
Who'd you want to go with, Dave?
Let's go to number 13, Boston. Dave, he wants to talk about punishment. Ooh. Bondage is so modern, man. You do your punishment right along with the crime. What do you think, Dave?
Oh, yeah.
You can do your penance right along with the sin. Who's got the time? It's very postmodern. What kind of punishments are you talking about, Dave?
Oh, you used to have to stand in the corner, leaning against the wall with your forehead and your arms behind your back.
That's what you
had to do?
I have felt that way my whole career. Well, wait, you know, we talk about time out. I'd like to think of it as kiddie prison.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You get sent to kiddie prison. Are you allowed to plea bargain that if I eat my vegetables, I get 10 minutes off my time?
No. they'd stick you in the corner, and they'd make you sit there and repeat what you did wrong, you know? And you'd have to sit there for an hour, hour and a half, two hours. You'd come out of the corner, your forehead would be black and blue.
And triangular.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly. Or you had to write it 100 times up on the up on the wall up there.
Yeah, and nowadays all they do is, you know, with the little kids, you know, the kids act up, they just give them their binky, you know. And they stick their baba booey in there.
You sound bitter. Do you have kids?
One kid.
Okay, and how old's your kid?
Four.
And how you getting along?
Oh, getting along great. She's a good kid.
Okay. What do you do with your kid in your off time?
Take her everywhere, you know, anything at all.
Okay, but does she have personal tastes or anything yet? Does she have a fascination with anything yet? Music, television, what? Talking.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, she likes music and dance and everything else, yeah.
And how do you give her, what are her timeouts?
You know, she has to go, we got a timeout bench. She goes and sits on the timeout bench.
Kitty prison.
On a bench? Like a hockey game?
Yeah.
You bench your daughter. My daughter's on the DL for the next 15 minutes.
By the way, you'll probably want to share this with your daughter when she's a little bit older, but Robin had a reflection on something we were talking about earlier, that the difference between a whore and a prostitute is commitment.
That's right. Whores are dabblers. Prostitutes, they take the name, they are committed. They're the ones that will succeed.
They're professionals.
That's right.
They'll succeed in just about any business. Is Dave from Boston still with us? Dave, are you still there?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, what is your vision of your daughter's occupation in the future? Seriously.
Veterinarian.
Why a veterinarian? That's interesting.
That's what she wants.
Oh, so she's already got it for animals and stuff.
Now, is she one of those little girls who likes horses and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's going to cost you. Those little girls who like horses.
Do you own a dog?
Yeah, I got a dog.
And does she take care of the dog successfully?
Oh, yeah, feeds the dog every morning.
Does she ride him like a pony?
No, not yet.
Because this may dovetail into other pursuits later. What's the dog's name?
The dog's name?
Yeah.
Mickey.
Okay,
Mickey.
Because I used to have a girlfriend from Dallas, Texas, when I'm broadcasting in Dallas right now, so I'm not going to say her name. We'll call her Cindy. And I gave... No, that's not her name. I gave Cindy a pit bull terrier for a birthday present at one point, and this was back in the 80s, and she named the dog Detox. And, no, and
dogs
I,
in therapy now.
Oh, oh no, no, I am. And we, she, no, Cindy took off early. She was a dancer. She was always out, and I was always with the dog. And I taught Detox one trick. You want to know the trick? Is that I would go, Detox, it's a bust. And he would run to the wall and put his hands up on the wall like he was ready. And you would have to frisk him to get him to put his paws down. Sometimes I do the same trick. Oh, yeah. And it would get crazy. Those were my pot-smoking days, you know? And I would sit there watching TV, and it would get progressively more colorful. At first, he was, Detox, it's a bus! And he would run to the wall and put his hands on the wall like this. Wait. Actually, that was Cindy, though.
Yeah, right.
It was dark. We were drinking. There was alcohol involved.
Cindy's tail was longer, but we won't go there.
Finally, it would get even more complex. It would be like, all right, by the power invested in the state of California, nobody move, nobody answers, it's bust. And he'd wait for the word. He'd run to the wall, baby. That's what happened in my childhood. Are you still there, Dave?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Now, do you have any advice for me?
Any advice for you?
How about either a diagnosis or a prognosis for the future? What do you think?
Prognosis for the future.
Do I have a future in radio?
I don't know.
Oh.
Come on.
You're putting your kid on a bench, and then you're judging this man. What the hell's the matter with you?
I'm not judging him.
No, I asked for his honest opinion.
You did.
And advice is free for a reason. 866-313-3733. DavidLeeRoth.com. We're all over the place. You're breathing us, baby. We're worldwide. International from Broadway to Cheyenne. Aces. Yes, we am. Give us a call. Robin, how long are you going to be here? Are you going to be in town for a couple days?
Yeah, I'm going to be here a few days.
You want to go up in the helicopter?
Oh, God, no. No. I'm not a good flyer, and I've already flown this week.
Oh,
thank you. I'll watch, but I'm not getting in a helicopter. Uh-uh.
I need to talk to you about this. Go for spots.
No, no,
here.
No.
Swing on it.
David Lee Roth in the mornings.
Give me some guitar up there one time, isn't it? Bad Brian Young in the back there. Ow! Roth, 866-313-3733. Caught you by surprise out there. Tag, you're it. Our staff of concerned professionals are standing by to service you. I shortened it. Usually it's service your every need, but we're going to service you.
Say I'm hello. Sure you don't mean that in the way most people probably heard it.
How about say hello to Little Elvis? What do you think that means?
Speaking of Little Elvis, you know, I'm sitting on this chair. My feet are like a foot off the ground. I feel like Minnie Mouse.
Is that because of the chair?
My feet don't hit the ground.
Does it actually have a footrest on that chair?
What? Yeah,
because that chair is probably about 40 years old.
I could probably make it lower too, but it's kind of.
But then
fun.
You won't reach the mic. Huh?
I feel like one of those teeny people in a giant chair.
You feel like you feel like you're sitting at the kids' table
That's
on
right.
Thanksgiving.
If I was driving, you know, it would be like this.
When did you start driving? What age did you start?
I actually started driving probably about 13. I was into cars too, so I started driving way before I got my license. My feet did hit the gas pedal. I mean, I was big enough for that.
I didn't start driving until I was 15.
What was the first car you drove?
Ooh, let me see. The very first car that I actually owned was an Opel Kadett station wagon.
Was that the first one you drove, though?
Nah, the first...
Like when someone taught you to drive.
That was in a, what you call it, that's why I brought it up earlier the other day with you, Animal. It was a 57 Chevy Bel Air Coupe with the rims on it and everything. Oh, yeah, that was the car to have, man, with the Hurst five-way shifter on the with the eight-ball handle and everything.
Wow.
Animal, give him some headsets there, Soup. And Animal, when did you start driving? Hook him up there.
I started driving when I was 10, working on the farm. I started driving a tractor. When the mower, When them John Deere tractors, I don't know if you're familiar. John Deere used to make a tractor run 60 miles an hour. I don't know if you're familiar with those.
Why would
I suspect
that?
I'm about to hear why they don't make them anymore.
And why did they?
I don't. It was the tractor.
It's a guy thing, honey.
Yeah. You can do the farm in like a minute.
But the wheels, they was real close together. You know, remember that tractor with the wheels very close? They wasn't way out like tractors on that.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. Right up in the front, like the front of an airplane.
Right. Those tractors ran 60 miles an hour, and I learned to drive on one of those.
Wow. Was it on
dirt farm? It was on a farm because we used to haul a lot of hay back when I was young, and I'd learn how to drive in the hay fields.
Wow.
At 10 years old.
And at 10 years old, you were doing 60 miles an hour in a tractor.
On a tractor.
You like a tractor pull. You ever been to a tractor pull?
Several tractor pulls. You know, in a place called OP, Alabama. If you never heard of it,
that's ARPA, Alabama.
Yeah. It's OPP, OP. And that's where they have the biggest rattlesnake rodeo.
No, let's just stop
that's
right there because of OPP. Yeah, you know me.
Yeah. It's actually a place called OP, Alabama. It's by Bruton, Alabama. Yep.
By Bruton. Gotcha.
Yeah. And so, you know, they had several tractor pulls over there because a couple of guys in my high school from Forms, too, and that's all they did was tractor pulls. They loved that stuff.
Okay, well, that's the American thing where you modify the tractor and you put a couple of jet engines on it, right?
Yeah,
and you put on like four big fat.
Yeah,
go ahead, explain what happens there.
But most of them have like four-bolt mains. Four-bolt mains is a truck engine, and they take about three or four of them and hook them up to a tractor. I have no idea how they do it, but, you know, it's fun to look at, and it's very fun to go to. If anybody ever been to a tractor pool, you would definitely go back again.
Because the celebration of noise is what it's all about.
The noise is off the Richter scale.
No, that's Richter scale, man. That's what a drag race is about. There's nothing to watch. There's a big burst of smoke, and it sounds like the end of the drum solo.
That's what it sounds like. At the end of the day, if you didn't leave with a headache, you didn't have fun.
It must be so hard having testosterone.
Yes, it
is. I just don't get it. It's a tough life. Just sit and listen to noise.
Okay, well, let's discuss this. Number 14, Dave's 51 Mercury. Tim from Santa Fe, you are on.
Simon, David Lee Roth, the greatest frontman of all time. What's up, bro?
Thank you, my friend. Is this Kid Rock?
I'm from Santa Fe, New Mexico. I'm listening to you on the worldwide net, man.
Oye, ¿hablas español?
A poquito.
Entonces nos vamos conjuntos. In English, and I'll say it in Spanish.
¿Tú hablas español bien... suave para ser blanco.
La segunda lengua de este país. It's the second language of this country. La primera lengua de esta ciudad. It's the first language of this city. You know about my 51 Mercury. What is it you want to know?
Do you still have it, Dave?
Oh, I had it shipped here. It's up being detailed up in... Oh, no. Only thing that needs to be done for that ride, baby, is spring's coming, man. Sorry, let me hear his call. Go ahead.
This is who built it for you, bro.
Oh, that was done at Barris Custom Motors and a number of other places in Southern California. Some of it South Central and some of it Hollywood. But that's the real deal. And I use that as a regular go to the Walmart kind of a gig. That's not a special parade car for me. We took apart the innards and everything. It's a bastardization inside, a lot like myself.
Aren't we all? Yeah.
Beautiful, bro. It's a really nice looking car, man.
Oh, well, it's the kind of one car that virtually everybody thrills to. You can drive past a 70-year-old, and that thing looks like from the time of Fonzie to them. And then you can drive past Snoop Doggy, and that's a lowrider to him. And you can drive past a college professor, and it's a work of aerodynamic art. And for somebody who lives in a cartoon like me, that's right out of Superman or something. I'm surprised that you would pick up on that. What kind of car do you drive?
I have a 62 Impala I'm working on, man.
No, in Albuquerque, we say, órale!
Órale, Rocco.
Órale, pues.
Are you headed to New Mexico anytime soon to perform?
We're going to be traveling all over the United States and broadcasting from all kinds of different cities. And at the end of the 5 days that we broadcast in a given city, much like Albuquerque, then, we'll do the gig. You don't think I'm going to give up a life of crime, international travel, adventure, and intrigue to sit in Tom Gisano's boring little bathhouse and talk about my 51 Mercury? No, I'm putting the babe in the front, and I'm putting Animal in the back in Albuquerque. I'm bringing the pain, baby!
Hey, well, God bless you, Dave. Good luck on your new show, brother.
Con gusto, hermano. Próxima vez, David Lee. La raza, por cierto, por siempre. 866-313-3733. Girlfriend troubles, number 8. Chris, you're on. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Chris, you're on. Talk. What's your thoughts for the morning?
Well, I just got a girlfriend question. Long time fan, by the way, Dave. You're awesome.
A long time fan of girlfriends? Me too.
Yeah, of you, man.
I'm funning with you. Go ahead. You're on.
Well, I've been with my girl for 2.5 years. We live together. Recently just broke up, moved out. She moved in with her parents. She's trying to save money.
This sounds like a Jessica Simpson story.
For the holidays, real quick, I found out, she told me last night that she ended up kissing some guy. She was talking to him on the side, but she still loves me. I couldn't sleep all last night. I just want to know. I know you've had a lot of girls.
It's over, dude.
Hold on. No, let him finish up here, guys. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to see your advice. You know, I couldn't sleep all night thinking about it. She still wants to hang out. It's almost like she wants to have her cake and eat it, too, and I just want to see if I'm doing the right thing.
Sounds like a disaster looking for a place to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know if I
should keep pursuing her or if I should just drop her out of my mind or what.
No, if you got to ask for something more than once in life, it was not meant to be yours, baby. Oh, seriously. And she does want to have her cake and eat it, too, just like you do. Just like I do. And then you want to have a cake and eat her. And then you want to have her. And you want to take the cake home and then smear the cake all over her and lick it off of her.
And then we're back to icing and sugar.
And then you want her to bring her girlfriend over and smear cake on both of them at once. And you have your cake and eat it, too. But you know what? Reality intervenes. Mr. Murphy is along for every ride. He's always in the undercarriage of the airframe or the trunk of the car. And there he is now. And he's saying to you, man, it's like Shakespeare. A lot of different people can play the part, homeboy. Come on. You're in love. You say, this is my soulmate. Well, a lot of different people have played the different parts. And if you perceive it like that, always another train pulling into the station. Give me a track here one time, boy. Go! Here's a little advice here, babe.
Mornings.
Give me some guitar over there. You got a little solo bit? Roth Radio Club Dave, where it only rains when we say so. We're discussing the harsh realities of the hood, and we'll be right back with more Oprah after this. But first, I don't know, are we taking calls, or you guys want to riff a little bit? Let's say, I got an idea here. It says, too many pills. Good idea. Sounds like a weekend to me. Number 10, Randy from Cleveland. Did Randy take too many pills, or is he prescribing? I like the conspiracy.
I haven't taken any this morning.
Okay, and what do you usually take?
Well, I'm not really taking anything. I think what I was saying was back when you were talking about the kids, you got Dr. Phil on there, and I don't want to be the dead horse here, but...
Please do. You're in the right place. Go ahead, man.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, a lot of people attack the guy's character, and they look at him personally as a character flaw, and they just don't like the way that he tells everybody how to live their life, but... I think we're treating kids like prisoners in the aspect that we're trying to mass treat them all the same.
In terms of sedating the nation, you mean?
Sedating and then even just telling the kids like the mass timeouts and you know the fact that we can't spank them, yell at them like you said, a stern voice or authoritative voice.
So what does Dr. Phil mean in terms of this theory?
Well, he's trying to he's trying to tell you that you can't tell your kid to go to bed at 11 o'clock because he has a disorder.
Wait a minute. You lost me there.
Yeah.
You can't tell your kid to go to bed at 11 o'clock, so you leave the kid up to his own device? Is that the issue?
Well, I think he's saying that because the kid, you know, if you medicate the kid, like you were saying, the kids rock back and forth when they have, you know, they're taking Ritalin or whatever. If you medicate the kid, it's okay to do that, but then you as a parent don't have the right to say, look, you have to go to bed. You have to maintain roles in the household still.
You lost me there. Like back in the 80s, when I did too much go fast, I had no right at 4 in the morning to go, God, please let me sleep.
Oh, no, you have the right to do that. I'm saying that I think what he was saying is that as a parent, you don't have the right to tell the kid to go to bed at a normal hour because he has the disorder or because he has some sort of...
Oh, because he's so revved up on medication right, that in fact you can't, you're going to have to let the kid hover and wear down, right?
Exactly.
So what is his working theory? Give the kids pills, but you're going to have to sit up all night and watch late night TV on HBO?
Well, I don't think that's the answer. I think that's what he's kind of pushing. And
No. Let's examine something because I don't know much about psychiatry, but I know show business inside and out. And anytime somebody's on television, there's an agenda. Anytime somebody's on the radio, there's a secondary agenda. Anytime somebody's on the movie screen, there's a secondary agenda. When a doctor goes on television, why do you think they're there? Go ahead.
I guess it's maybe a self-promotion if that's kind of what you're saying. I mean,
well, it's just kind of what I'm thinking, and you're saying it.
Okay.
In terms of healing the great public or whatever, yeah, but I don't have that feeling from Dr. Phil.
You know, the beauty thing about Dr. Phil and Dr. Laura and all those doctors is that they prey on everybody, you can't possibly take anything they say. Like they want to, I really believe that they want to do good out there, but you can't, unless you've had 15 years of therapy, you can't even begin to understand what they're telling you. So it's total showbiz. To have people that, you know, have all these problems on and stuff, it's total entertainment. You can't look at these people and get your advice from them unless you're already pre-schooled, as it were.
We were going to do a segment at some point about let's get a real psychiatrist in here to review actual news events, okay? You know, when Lynn's
saying that Dr. Phil's interpretation of a child would be different than somebody if you took him to a private facility where there's no on-air time.
He'd probably say the same thing as the private facility, but he wants to throw answers out there that's going to make you think that you can solve this problem overnight, and that just ain't going to happen.
He also doesn't want to alienate any of Oprah's audience there.
That's right.
You're never going to say anything that any middle-aged woman is going to find antagonistic. You're never going to want to say anything that somebody might find a religious reference or a social reference or a cultural or a racial reference. So you have to steer such a perfect little path. Everything's got to be exactly perfect for him, or otherwise he's going to start losing huge chunks of audience.
And it's hard to take seriously somebody who's living in a $25 million house. I'll just leave it at that.
Oh, come on.
That's for sure. Hey, Dave, one last point real quick. Yesterday when you were talking about unions and auto manufacturers and that, I just wanted to say, because you're big on family, my uncle retired from Ford in Cleveland, and he worked 30 years starting in like 65 until he retired, and he made around $75,000 a year when he retired. And I just wanted to make a point to those that were saying yesterday that they're overpaid, is that there's kids even my age that are starting out at $60,000-$70,000 a year at their starting base salary now. If a guy works for 30 years to finally get to $70,000 a year, don't you think that that's fair in the auto world?
You know what I think? I think it makes me want to take a little medication. What about you? God bless. Hey, 866-313-3733. I have no idea what kind of numbers he was discussing, but I'm still interested in the medication.
I got a headache.
From me?
No, from him.
Well, let me keep at it, baby. Okay. Things not meant to be. Wait, mafia and T-shirts? All right, let's
change. Wasn't that an album?
Mafia and yeah, T-shirts?
Somebody did that.
It's a follow-up to the guns.
I see a better argument up here. No 60-mile-an-hour tractor from New York City. Bob on number six. Tune him in. Number six there? Bob, you're on.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
Okay, it says no 60-mile-an-hour tractor. Is this your message?
Well, yeah, I might be a little off topic, but I've been on hold for a while back when you guys were talking about driving, and the brother's hitting the pipe.
Well, these are allegations. Are you a tractor driver yourself?
Well, I have a few farm tractors. I bought an old farm and all that, and they don't make one. It's no such thing.
Animal, you want to address that?
Lime green Cadillac.
You are very wrong about that, brother. They made a tractor like that. Why don't you check it out?
Especially the ones with the front tires you're talking about. Is it a row crop tractor that fits between the rows of crops so you don't run over them when you're plowing?
A regular tractor runs about, what, 50 miles? A regular tractor runs about 45 miles an hour, right?
Come on, man.
And this tractor was 20 miles per hour faster than regular tractors, man.
How did you engineer it to be 20 miles an hour faster?
Because, you know, when you're on it, you're just going really, really fast, and it goes about 60 miles an hour.
Does the speedometer go up to 60 miles an hour?
They didn't have speedometers.
Okay, put our caller back on. What do you think?
They don't have speedometers.
Well, he just said they don't have speedometers.
Yeah, well, they don't make a 60-mile-hour track.
They don't make them no more, but they did. I guarantee you, you go check out.
Towing implements and farm implements.
Go ahead, Adam.
Well, don't duck him up. Let the guy talk. Go ahead.
Duck him up.
They're all low gear. They're made for, especially the ones where the tires were close together, like you were talking about. If it did 60,
have you ever drove one? Have you ever rode one?
What's that?
Have you ever drove one?
I have three farm tractors.
I'm talking about like the one I'm talking about, the John Deere tractor with the wheels close together. Have you ever drove one?
Yeah, I absolutely have.
Well, you should know how
fast
they're very fast.
60 miles an hour. They're too unstable. The tires on the back would get chewed up because they were made for plowing earth and doing farm chores.
Okay, you know what? Animal, he's accusing you of exaggerating.
I know, but see, I've rode this tractor, and I know this tractor is very fast. Let me ask you this right here. Do you think that tractor I'm talking about is the fastest tractor that they ever made? Do you agree with that?
No, I'm just disagreeing that they don't make tractors that will do 60 miles an hour. Not unless
this tractor.
Okay, well, you know what? Go ahead and flood him down there. You know what? You caught us. One of us.
No inline tractors.
You have destroyed my credibility. There goes my bid for governor. All right, Roth, 866-313-3733. Should I Have Kids by Maya from New Jersey. Now, here's an interesting one. Only if they're going to grow up to be tractor drivers. Maya, you're on. Maya. Oh, Maya. Maya went to have kids. Maya's busy getting pregnant, and I want to be there.
Start.
Swing down to the next one. Things not meant to be. Number nine, Rob.
You're on.
Things not meant to be. Are you there, Rob?
Hey, Dave. How you doing, buddy? This is Rob. I'm calling from my truck in Piscataway, New Jersey. How you doing?
Outstanding. What kind of truck are you in?
I'm in a Peterbilt.
Does it go 60?
Actually, it does 70.
Okay, so what's on your mind this morning?
70.
What's on your mind this morning?
Thank you very much.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to let you know, Dave, that little statement that you made before.
Which one? Which one, Judge?
The statement that you made about that if you have to ask for things more than once in your life, it wasn't meant to be. And I've been struggling with an issue for the past 5 years regarding becoming a police officer.
Are you going to become a police officer? Is that the issue?
Well, unfortunately not, because I guess it wasn't meant to be. I went through the testing process for New Jersey, for Nevada, a bunch of different municipalities, and due to a problem that I had 15 years ago, which I resolved, I'm a recovering alcoholic.
Do you think that may have some bearing on why they don't want to give you a loaded sidearm?
There's a very good possibility.
Turn up the music here.
But I just wanted to let you know that...
Turn the music down.
Okay. ...about wanting things so bad and it wasn't meant to be. Maybe that's going to be something that is... something that's going to help me out big time.
I don't know if... What? I'm sorry, I lost you there for a second. What do you mean something that might hold you for... might help you out? What are you referring to?
Well, it was just that quick statement that you made.
Oh, sure.
If it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be. And I've been telling myself that for a very long time.
It's a hard... It's hard to adjust to that, isn't it? That's a hard adjustment, especially in matters of love and romance. How many times have I called a pretty girl first time? Maybe her phone disconnected. Second time, you know what? My message probably didn't completely get recorded, like there's two digits missing. Third time, that's two times too many. Anytime you got to knock and ask for something more than once from another human being, and that doesn't mean, you know, perseverance. I'm not talking about tenacity in trying to accomplish something. You know, you're creating a project, you're creating an art project, building a relationship, creating a legal case or whatever. There is perseverance. But in matters like what you're talking about, it sounds like you've got a close issue there. Of course, with a small but managing drinking problem, you might find a municipality where you fit in with the local police department. Are you still going to continue trying to become a police officer? Turn yourself up.
No, I am not.
And what are you going to be?
I'm going to continue the profession I'm in. I love what I do. I make a decent living. I can provide well for my family. And I guess this is where I'm supposed to be at this point in my life.
I don't think so at all. Here's my favorite poem. Go, climb the treasure mountain. Do not come back empty-handed. Where are you now? You know what success is, man? It's got nothing to do with how much cash you got in the bank account. I will tell you this. You buy yourself a yacht, it does not belong to you for more than 14 minutes. After 14 minutes, it belongs to the guy who paints the boat, the captain, the guy who debarnacles the boat, the guy who owns the slip that charges you half your mortgage for rent, the guy who sold you the trailer, the guy who has to now fix the trailer, and on and on and on. You know what success is? Chasing something. Success to me is feeling like you're getting somewhere. Success to me, and it doesn't even mean that you're getting anywhere. I don't know that I'm getting anywhere. Am I getting anywhere here? It's entirely a moot point with me. Win, lose, draw. Worst that ever happened to me is I got rained out, Holmes. David Lee Roth, live in front of your naked, steaming eyes. Robin Bakai, thanks for joining us in here.
So much fun, Dave.
Will you come back tomorrow?
I would love to.
Okay. I'll try and tell better stories. Animal. You better stop lying about that tractor, man.
Oh, man, that dude don't know what you're talking about.
You
He's
better
a
stop
city
lying
boy.
About that tractor.
He's a city boy,
you
man.
You're a tractor liar.
City boys don't know nothing
Turn
about
his
tractors,
mic off.
Man.
He's a lying tractor liar. Brian, let me hear your guitar one time there, baby. Swing on me and give me a little guitar sound. Yeah. Brian Young on the guitar soup. Thanks so much, Eric. And everybody behind the window. We'll be back. We're here every morning, 6 till 10. I don't know if it's all that way in the morning. We're broadcasting New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Miami, West Palm Beach. And we're getting emails from as far south as Rio de Janeiro. We're getting as far, I don't know, is it east? I guess if you go west long enough, it'll become east. We're getting it from Berlin, London, Australia. We're on the internet, www.davidleerothrothrothrothshow.com. DavidLeeRoth.com. Bring me up the music one time. I'm taking care of business, woman, can't you see? Maybe that'll make it for me. Roth Radio, Club Dave, where it only rains when we say so. Roth, 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 Zen, and the art of laughing last. Bring it over here by the speaker, baby. See you tomorrow.
David Lee Roth, weekday mornings.